From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city, viewed as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Carter, speaking in Paris Tuesday, said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from IS defenders. He said the operation would rely on capable and motivated local forces to wrest the city from Sunni extremists. Meanwhile, Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers from the city center for a week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, however, reports the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday. Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia attacking non-Muslims along Kenya's northeastern border Tuesday killed 12 people. They attacked the Bisharo guest house in Mandera County with grenades and IEDs.
I was shot at more than three times. Nikarudi nikalaliwa na mawe. By God's grace, police KDF.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to assist her and a friend. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. This is VOA News. The two major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, sought votes in the crucial state of Florida Tuesday, just 2 weeks ahead of the national election. Trump pointed to sharply rising health care costs as a reason to support his call for reform. And speaking with Reuters, he warned Clinton's policy on Syria could lead to a confrontation with Russia.
What we should do is focus on ISIS. We should not be focusing on Syria. You'll end up in World War III with Syria.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, who won the endorsement of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, told supporters she expects a close election November 8 and urged them not to be complacent. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses in his country worried about his aggressive war on drugs to leave, referring to the criticism of a U.S. diplomat about his harsh crackdown that reportedly has killed thousands. Mr. Duterte called on U.S. companies in the Philippines to pack up and leave, adding, "We will recover." John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Nothing's changed from our view in terms of the close relationship that we have and expect to continue to have with both the government in the Philippines and the Filipino people. We've seen these comments. They are at odds, inexplicably at odds, with this relationship that we continue to enjoy.
In Beijing last week, the Philippines leaders suggested a separation between the U.S. and his country. Later, he clarified his view, saying he is not severing ties with Washington, but rather pursuing a more independent foreign policy. Pakistan is mourning the deaths of at least 61 police cadets killed in an attack by three gunmen armed with explosive vests who stormed a police training complex near the southwest city of Quetta late Monday. Counterterrorism security forces brought the attack to an end hours later on Tuesday. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility, but authorities suspect an Al-Qaeda affiliate, Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, carried out the attack. Workers have begun demolishing the Port of Calais jungle refugee camp Tuesday as part of the French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's migrant crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of a massive operation to resettle some 6,000 people in refugee camps elsewhere in France. Calais gained notoriety as one of Europe's biggest slums, with thousands of migrants and refugees, mostly from Afghanistan, Sudan, and Eritrea. The U.S. National Basketball Association, the NBA, began its regular season Tuesday with no fewer than 113 players from outside the U.S. At least one international player is on each of the association's 30 teams representing 41 countries. Canada tops the list with 11 players. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.